Welcome everybody to today's group coaching call. We're going to be talking about content marketing, how to get at least 5 to 1,000 or more people come to your site every day, and you can scale it from there and grow it. I'll be introducing you to some of the most powerful content marketing systems and networks and steps to take here today, so you can obviously implement them and see the results that you're really looking after. So now, how many of you on the call right now have websites?
I do.
Yeah, okay. You do, okay, good. So it sounds like pretty much everyone does. Who doesn't have a website?
Well, mine's not active yet.
Okay. Is this Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay, so not active yet, okay. So you're right around the corner, though, okay?
Close to it, but not there yet.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. So, yeah, we're going to show you how to take this information, this valuable content that you're creating, and get it out there in a major way, how to get it in front of lots and lots of people, and especially the people who should be seeing it, okay, the people who care most about reading it and taking action on the items that you're inviting them to do something about. Okay, but we'll talk about some of the top free methods and paid methods of syndicating or marketing and advertising this content in front of the people that should receive it, okay? It's called your target audience. So one of the most popular terms that this is called is it's called content marketing. And whatever content you have, whether it be in text format or audio or video and so forth, you can take all of that, okay? That's all of that is content. It's not just with blogging, but it's with any type of content that you have, okay? But we're going to gear a lot of this today towards the text type of content, like blogging and so forth. And we won't get into, we won't have time to get into, the depths of other types of content, like audio, development and marketing, along with your video. So we'll primarily gear it towards the content, okay? So how many of you heard, you've heard of blogging, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys actively involved with blogging, or?
No.
No? Okay. Who on the call would say that they blog at least once a week? Or once a month?
Sporadically.
Sporadically. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll share with you some steps here, okay, that you can implement to help you out with automating that process, okay, as much as possible. In fact, I'll just share that with you right now. We'll jump into things here, okay? So we're talking about getting this content here and really pushing it out there in a major way, either through your blog and on a lot of other websites out there that are relevant. So the key in all of this, the best practices to follow with being successful with this is, consistency. I mean, the consistency is, one of the key factors in everything we do, right? And so it's not necessarily a, new revelation on that, but, the trick is actually doing it, right? How to stay consistent with it. And so, the key with staying consistent with your content marketing is having the right people and the right systems in place. And that goes that's the case with everything else, too. So it's not just uniquely involved with just content marketing, but everything else in our lives. So with the right people and the right systems, if you're having a challenge staying consistent with having at least one or two blog posts every single week going out there, and I say just blog posts in general, but we want to have those blog posts be valuable. And you really don't know if they're valuable until you start sharing it with people and having them interact, okay? So, number one is making sure that your content is valuable, all right? Now, if you guys hear background noise or if it's kind of loud in the background, you can put yourself on pause. I think it's, was it star 6, is to put yourself on mute if you hear any background noise, just FYI. So, and if you have any questions, as we start to move forward, be sure to ask. I'm more than glad to stop and we can discuss it as long as it's relevant. And then and we can help you out, okay?
Trent, can I ask a stupid question?
There's no such thing, as long as we're open here. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you define blogging? Because I I have one kind of picture of what it is,
yeah.
But maybe it's something different from what I think it is.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely, yep, not a problem at all. So blogging is sharing your content with people. You're writing up articles, and you're sharing those articles with people. And you usually primarily do it directly on your website first. And then once those articles are on your website, then you can start to market those website articles, okay? That's what blogging is you're just basically sharing your knowledge in the written word, okay? So if you go to the internet and go to Google and type in blogging or blogs, you can be more specific with what type of blogs you're looking for. But you can, in fact, there's a specific site for Google that you can do more specific blog searches, which is google.com/blog search. And when you go there, you can search for specific blogs that are out there. So if you're interested in electronics or horseback riding or nutrition or whatever the topic may be, just go there. And since Google owns most of the market share out there in the search world, they make it pretty easy to be able to find specific blogs that you're looking for. Okay, and then you can look at examples. There's all kinds of examples out there, but the successful ones are the ones that first and foremost keep in mind their audience, on who they're serving, who they're writing to. Just imagine if you're speaking in front of 500 people tomorrow, and they asked you to go speak on your favorite topic. What would you prepare? What kind of topic would you think of and write an outline about? And or maybe you have wonderful speaking skills. You're super talented in speaking, but whatever the case may be, you would think of some type of topic and how to craft it in a way where they can not just understand it, but be moved in a positive direction, right? They want to be inspired and educated, taught something that is really going to help them out in life. The needle-moving ideas that will make a difference in their life. Okay? So hopefully that answered the question. Did that help out, Jordan?
Yeah, that does. Thank you.
Okay, you betcha. Okay, good. So that's what blogging is, all right? And you see it's the major mover in the entire internet sphere all throughout the world, is that without content, we wouldn't have anything to share and look up and get answers to, right? So content is gold. That's what makes everything go around all throughout the world on the internet. And so when you're thinking of content to share, always be thinking of your audience, your target audience, and the dreams and the fears. Okay, their fears and the dreams. You think about what they fear or what they're challenged most with. And we're either wanting to go get away from something or go towards something. Okay, and those areas that we go towards are our dreams, right? So if you think about your specific niche, your business, your website that you have up and running or about to get up and running, think about first and foremost your audience, and then you can start to customize the articles that you write to them. Okay, make a little, do some brainstorming, and if you don't have a mastermind group, or even if you're not married, if you are married, either way, get someone, at least one person, to do some masterminding with. Okay, you're collaborating, you're discussing specific ideas, and you're making a list of different ideas that would be really valuable, that you believe would be really valuable for your audience. So if you're if you have a website, so let's see, let's ask Audrey. Audrey, do you have a website? She's still there, or CJ?
I'm probably still on mute.
Oh, okay.
I was on mute, Trent. This is CJ. I have a website.
Okay. Would you mind sharing it with us and what the specific goal or the topic is about your website?
Yeah, it's a wellness technology product website for people to explore the different products as well as the business. So it's basically in the health and wellness industry.
Beautiful. Okay. So if you don't mind, I can just customize this to site for right now so we can kind of put it in context. Does that sound okay?
Sure.
Okay. So with the wellness, the health and wellness industry, I mean, it's enormous, especially with all the baby boomers that are, you know, getting older, and they're a lot more health conscious, that's for sure right now. I know that my parents, you know, they're baby boomers, and they're approaching that stage where, yeah, they're very, very involved with, you know, looking at solutions for, you know, their health and so forth. But, you know, that could be very well one of the major audiences that you could consider serving. So you would customize, you know, the articles to them. Think about, make a list of all the fears and challenges that they may be facing that they want to move away from or get away from or avoid, and make a list of all the dreams, the aspirations, the things that they're excited about, their, you know, their goals. So you have that, those two lists, and then you have some content, you know, some content ideas to base all of your articles upon. There's a lot of other strategies you can, you know, implement too on getting ideas. You can look at you know, Google Trends, so T-R-E-N-D-S. There's websites like that that can, and Reddit and all kinds of sites that will give you ideas about popular content, you know, ideas that people are, you know, really interested in. So that's called you know, trending content. You can go to the internet and search for trending content, and get a lot of excellent ideas, okay? So, you know, that serves you well also with getting you started with getting ideas, okay? But with, you know, the...
You said it was called trending.com?
No, just go to Google and type in trending content, so T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G, you know, or trending articles. You know, a lot of times if you go to... you know, search engines and type in, and just be more specific with some of the most popular topics. You know, Twitter does it. You know, they send out emails saying about, you know, sharing the most popular Twitter tweets. I mean, you know, that people have been sharing. That's content.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the very foundation on getting started with this and being successful with it, especially in the long term. Because as long as you've got the solid foundation in place, meaning value, and you're customizing your content to your audience, then you'll do far better than, obviously, people who don't do that. All right? Okay. So now, with that said here, we're going to jump into the free and paid methods of getting your content in front of millions of people, literally. And depending on the route or routes that you take, it will really depend on how fast it happens. But usually the free methods take a bit longer because they take time and talent to implement. And the paid methods take usually, you know, time, talent, and money. But they happen a lot faster because you're paying for it. So with the free methods, let's first introduce the, I'm not going to go in depth on this topic, but SEO, because it's a huge topic and there's a lot of, you know, technical things that you need to do to be successful with SEO. But SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. There's a lot of training that I've done on this topic already, but Search Engine Optimization is all about going to the search engines and people find you organically, meaning that they go to Google and they see you, see your website, on the first page, or multiple pages, but primarily the first page, and then they click on it, and then they are brought to your website. Okay, that's called organic traffic. You can get a lot of free organic traffic by optimizing your content on your website. And you can go into the center there and learn more about the steps to take with that. Okay, so I'm just going to give you an overview of these steps here and the sources you can go to get more information on it. But how many of you have implemented some type of SEO strategy on your website? Have any of you or not?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How many of you have Google Analytics on your website or some type of tracking service on your website telling you how many people are going there every day?
I do, but I'm learning it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Good, good, excellent. So I would definitely have that in place. Yeah, it's super, super important to be able to have a tracking system in place to be able to observe what is working on your website, okay? If you don't have Google Analytics on your website, it's free. You simply go to that site, google.com/analytics, and if you need help, call in and we can help you out. Okay, but you've got to get that on your site, especially as you start your content marketing. Because then it's really cool because you can go back into this system there and look at the content that people are actually reading and spending time on and what keyword phrases people are using to find you and all that stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So SEO is enormous. I mean, there's a lot you can do with it. Okay, but the bottom line with search engine optimization is you're optimizing or preparing your content. You're creating it. You know, you're writing up the article, and then you're putting specific keywords in there and linking and so forth, putting images in there, and getting it ready for the search engines to find it. Okay, and that's what the primary goal of a search engine does is, like Google and Bing and so forth, they look for valuable content so they can present that content to its users, which is which are people like us, you know, looking for answers to their questions. Okay, so with SEO, you can get, like I said, a lot of free traffic, and it works out just fantastically well because, once again, it's free, but it takes some time. And so I'd recommend getting a strategy in place sooner than later, meaning just getting started with it, okay, with creating valuable content and following the steps that you'll learn about inside of the training center on how to do it properly, okay? There's tons of blog posts that I've already created that every single day I get thousands of people just going there for free. And so you can't beat that, you know? And especially just doing the work once. And the maintenance after that is pretty easy. Okay? Now let's talk about the second method here. Any questions so far? So just chime in. The second method I'll share with you here is to be able to take your content and share it with lots of people here. It's called Reddit. Okay, now Reddit, if you go over to reddit.com, this site is a location, you know, it's a very, very popular website where it's syndicating a lot of content on here where you can join different groups on here and you can start sharing, you know, answers to the other people's questions and posting your own links on here as well. But there's millions of people that go here. Now, to be successful with this site, you got to keep the rule in mind of helping people first, and then you can share your stuff in that order. Okay, what you don't want to do is go here, sign up, join a few groups, and then start sharing all your you know, products for sale, and say, hey, sign up here and check this out, and it's all me, you know. Don't do that. First focus in on sharing what you can, or doing what you can do to help other people out, okay? And get involved, get engaged with your specific, you know, forum, so to speak. So when you sign up with them, it's free to do, then you'll be able to explore different groups that you can join. It's kind of like an online forum type of environment, where when you sign up, you can become, you know, a member of each specialized section, you know, of interest. So if you're interested in, you know, women's fashion or electronics, you know, you can search for what you're interested in and then join those groups. And then you can see what kind of things people are talking about. And then do your best to answer other people's questions and be helpful. And then from there, you know, about a few weeks later, as you start to spend about a half hour or so each day just helping people out, and start sharing your stuff, okay? And that's just a standard guideline. You know, you may it may make sense to share some of your stuff a little bit sooner or a little bit later, okay? But you can get a lot of traffic for free coming to your site just by doing this, okay? It's a very powerful way of getting your content in front of millions of people and getting a boatload of traffic. And as soon as you start sharing your content on here, as it makes sense, then people will see it and it stays on there. Okay? So anytime someone in the future comes to this website, just like a search engine, but it's more contained. Okay, it's all contained in terms of the content on this website when people go to reddit.com. It's all in that same ecosystem here. So does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, cool. A lot of the most popular internet marketers, including myself, they go here and share all kinds of stuff on here and help people out and vice versa. Okay, so once again, following that success principle of helping out, you know, enough people get what they want, and you'll get what you want. Okay.
And Trent, that's REEDIT?
No, but it's REEDIT.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. It's a Reddit.com. Okay, so the next one I want to share is Stumble Upon. Okay, Stumble Upon. Just STUMBLE, and exactly as it sounds, okay, stumble upon. Once upon a time, I stumbled upon, but no D. There's stumbleupon.com. So when you go there, has anyone on this call heard of this site?
Yes.
No.
Okay. No? Yeah?
I have.
Have you? Okay. Good. Have you guys ever used it?
No, I just downloaded the app on it, so I'm anxious to try it.
Yeah, okay. Let me say here, too, that it's very easy to get overwhelmed, for sure, with a lot of these sites that you can go to. I mean, there's literally no end to the sites you can go to. Okay, I'm just sharing the needle-moving websites, meaning the sites that really make the biggest impact in your free content marketing efforts. Okay. There's a ton of them, and so go with the ones that really make the biggest differences in your life, and these are the ones that have made the biggest differences in my life and my students' lives. So when you go to StumbleUpon, what you're doing here, just in a nutshell, is that you're sharing your interests, and you're exploring interesting websites, and they recommend great sites that you might be interested in, photos and videos and all that stuff. So as it says there on the homepage, you tell the system, StumbleUpon, what your interests are. And then they start, they have an algorithm and a system in place that will start recommending you the sites that are relevant to your interests. Okay, so it's an automated way of having the system search out content and websites that are relevant to you and your life and your interests. Okay. So if you're interested in whatever the topic may be, health and wellness or RVs or camping or clothing or whatever it is, okay, it's going to do its best to be able to present relevant websites. And you can use that content, those relevant sites that they share with you in a lot of different ways. But you can turn the table and share your website. And your website can be shared now with other people who have an interest in that area, okay, such as health and wellness and so on and so forth, and your site would be presented to them. Okay, and it's a free, easy way to have your site exposed to a lot of people. And if your site is very helpful, and it once again goes back to the fears and dreams topic, if it helps enough people, either move away from their fears and overcome them and or accomplish their dreams, then people will want to share it. So the whole goal here is to create a share-worthy website. And when they go to that, and when people see it in this system here with StumbleUpon, it's like, wow, this is a cool website. I really find this helpful. I want to share it. And that's what you want them to think and believe. And that will obviously inspire them to click on the button to share it with their audience. Okay, and people can start, following each other, and it's just like with social media, with Facebook and Twitter and so forth. When you share something, that's the huge power of social media, is you share something and they like it and it goes viral. Okay? But that can only happen if you're keeping one thing in mind, helping people. Okay? So cool. With StumbleUpon, it doesn't take too long to get started. Like I said, it's free, so you just start exploring, set up an account, and you'll be up and running, okay? Any questions about that? Makes sense, right? Pretty straightforward?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now the third one that we're actually going to get into paid methods right now, okay? But there's an element in the paid areas that I put in here that is actually free, and so, but it ties in with press releases. So press releases, there's two major websites that I'll share. There's a lot of press release websites out there, but some of the two popular websites that I've used and continue to share is prlog.org, so prlog.org. And then second, PRWeb. So prlog.org is free. There's a paid area in there, but the basic one is free. And then PRWeb costs. But press releases, it's a very powerful way of getting your content in front of millions of people really fast. And if you think about what they do is they take your content, a newsworthy content. Let's say you just introduce a new line of products on your website, or you just launched your business, okay? Or maybe you just brought on someone to the team, and you have a new marketer for your team, and things have changed in your business, or a topic of discovery that you researched and you posted on your website. Okay, any newsworthy content? You think about all the things that people share on the news. I mean, other than all the sensational stuff, you have things that involve discoveries and changes in businesses and all that. Okay, and new lines and all that stuff I just already recommended. Okay, those are all things that you can share through your press releases. And then what PRWeb does is they take that content and they post it. They send it out to these huge websites, like these huge news websites, or at least they can anyways, like MSN Money or MSN.com or all the different news-related websites out there that have millions and millions of people going to them every day. That would be pretty cool, right, to get your content from those people. And just imagine, those millions of people that are going to Yahoo, Yahoo News and all these different news sites and reading, they see your article on there. It creates an excellent relationship with, that credibility. If they see your content on a very popular website, it's like, wow, it really boosts that perceived value up in their mind, with your business. And then obviously you get, traffic come to your website and relevant traffic. Okay, so you'd be able to choose if you're in the finance niche industry and you're talking about an article that shares and teaches people about the maybe five steps on trading options or something, or Forex or whatever the topic may be. It's helpful following those both best practices that we talked about. Then they share that content, they boosted it out there and get it on a lot of these sites fairly quickly. You're only talking about just a matter of a few days, if not a week or less. Okay. So, you pay, you pay for it. They have different packages that you can check out, and you can go to those sites and discover what package would be good. But like on PRWeb, if you go to the pricing tab there, they've changed more or less the pricing, but the basic one is $99 per news release. Okay, so you pay basically $100 and they'll share it with you all the sites they can share it on. So it's pretty exciting. And, when we did this, there's sites that it went on that, it's amazing all the traffic you get. So what you don't want to do is go here first. Definitely, as far as if you just barely launched your website, get established a little bit. Take a few months to start sharing your content, writing up a lot of excellent content on your site and getting some traffic through like SEO and through the like StumbleUpon and Reddit and all that, and get some momentum a bit. And then a couple months down the road, jump into the PRWeb press release approach and launch a campaign with that. Okay? You can do it multiple times, not just once. Okay?
Sounds
now
good.
On the what's that?
So that's an interesting idea. It's a really good idea.
Yeah, and it works. Yeah, it definitely works. The prlog.org site. I haven't seen as good of results with them, but I have seen some good, fairly mediocre results with them. So it's like I said, it's free to start off with, and you can get your feet wet by going there and publishing a free press release through their site. So you just go there and set up an account, and then at your press release, you'll be able to go there and see some examples of what press releases look like. It'll even teach you how to write a press release on prlog.org and give you some great examples. If you look down below, you can see what other people have done in creating their press releases. And it'll teach you a bit more about kind of the feel for the type of article that you can write. You can also alternatively have someone else write it for you. Okay, you don't have to do this yourself. You can be the coordinator, the person that delegates it to people, or a person who can just get it done for you. And so if you're looking at outsourcing this type of thing or any of the other things that we're talking about here in terms of your marketing and content and site building and all that, you can outsource it. And I definitely recommend doing outsourcing as much as possible within the areas that make sense to you, okay? Because As a business owner, it's pretty easy to spread yourself so thin that you snap, and you just wear yourself to a frazzle. If you're doing all these things, you're wearing all the different hats in your business. You're the marketer and your salesperson and the accountant and the web developer, and the list goes on, right? So to start off with, I understand bootstrapping and starting off simple and all that, but there's going to come a time very quickly in your business, if you haven't seen that already, where you'll want to start learning how to delegate and bringing people on board to do these things for you. And at the start of this call, I mentioned how to stay consistent, and one of the most powerful ways is to have the right people and the right systems in place. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the biggest priorities that was set and challenge you guys to set in your life and in your business life is to set goals on approaches you can take to delegate key areas in your life, in your business life, to really make your business grow and run smoother. Okay, having someone consistently blog for you so you don't have to do it. Have someone take care of your marketing. And if you're concerned about paying them something up front, you can all there's people out there that will consider and even setting up an exchange with you where they're paid on performance, where they don't you don't pay them up front and they perform based upon performance. Like, hey, I write these articles for you, and instead of getting paid, you could put certain affiliate links in the articles for them, and then every time you get paid through affiliate links, you can give them all or some of that commission that you earn. Okay? That's just one way, if you can't pay them up front. If you're bootstrapping the world, so you can look at raising money. But the bottom line here is always think about, hey, how can I grow my business so it's running smooth and I'm not working myself into an eternal job? Okay, unless you want to work yourself in a job, which is, I highly doubt. Most of you, if not all of you, I'm sure that you guys want to go the route of liberating yourself financially and having the site work for you, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to be able to make money in your sleep? That's how you do it. Okay, you got to have someone take care of this for you and have the right systems in place. Without that, then you'll just be driving yourself into the ground. And we don't want to see that. So make that a huge priority. Some of the sites you can go to outsource your stuff at, okay, is Fiverr, Fiverr.com. I mean, it just blows my mind all the things that you can actually delegate on there. But what's that, Jordan?
I thought it was Fiverr.
F as in Frank, I as in Igloo, V as in Victor, E as in Elephant, and then RR as in RobertRobert.com.
I thought it was 12V, okay.
Yeah, so Fiverr. Fiverr.com with two R's. So when you go there, there's that's the world's biggest marketplace for getting things done for $5 or more. And everything starts out at $5. You can have someone write blog posts for you, get a logo done, design your website, do a fancy jig for you, shoot a video for you, edit it, do a somersault for you. I mean, there's all kinds of weird things on up to very helpful things on there. So check it out, and it's helped me out a lot with that site, along with this other site I'll share with you. It's Odesk. So odesk.com. There's really not a lack of people out there and a lack of talent. There's tons and tons of people who are really, super, super talented, and they can do these things for you. So I want to coach you guys toward the direction of being a business owner and getting this stuff done for you. Okay? So we're going to come back to the topic here of content marketing here, but I wanted to take a little bit of time to point you in the right direction on this, because it will really serve you a lot, immensely, with having the right people and the right systems on board and in place, so you can start to automate your income. And you can have the business work for you instead of against you. Okay, let's go back here. So any questions so far?
I missed what you said about Odesk, the angle that they use. Stuff that's on Odesk.
Yeah, so the Odesk, when you go there, you can create a free account. And you can post your specific jobs that you want to get done. So let's say you have an e-commerce website, and you plan on posting 500 products to your website. Well, that's going to take you a bit of time, isn't it?
Right.
So you could go there and say, hey, I'm looking for someone who can just add all these products to my website.
Okay.
I'll give you the information, and I'll tell you where to go and get it done. So this is exactly what I want to get done. You describe it in detail. Okay? Detail, not summary, detail. More detail you have on there, and the more clear you are, okay, the better you'll do on having someone pick up the job and get it done smoothly.
Okay.
And so the way that they work is you simply post your job on what you want to get done, and then you can set a price on either if you're interested in paying them per hour or paying them per project. Okay, and you could just set the price. You set it. Say, my budget is $50, okay? And you'll be surprised, really. I mean, people can come along, I'll do it for $50. Okay, cool. And then you just pay $50, and you had $500 products just added to your website, And you didn't have to do it. You just spent maybe a half hour or so posting the job and then giving them the information they needed, and then, hey, it just liberated your time dramatically, didn't it?
That's great.
And so the way that they make their money is they make a spread off of the job. I think it's 5 or 10%, but you don't pay them up front. You pay them once the job is done. So Odesk is the middleman. Same thing with Fiverr. Yeah? Okay, all right. So let's go back here. I talked about press releases, and now let's briefly mention paid advertising. Okay, it's another very powerful way of getting lots of people come to your website pretty fast. And there's more in-depth training on this in the training center. But Google AdWords and Bing ads, you're paying anytime someone clicks on an ad. And so you create an ad and say, hey, let's say you went onto your website and you wrote an article about the value and the benefits of your health and wellness coaching. Okay, if that's what you're offering, CJ. You write up an article and teach them all about it, the benefits of it, and why they would want to consider it, and why they would want to take action today when they read the article. So you press, once again, a valuable article, and then you can take that article and go to Google AdWords, write up an ad. It's only a 3 or 4 line text ad, and you can post it through Google AdWords. And you set up a budget, say $50, and anytime someone clicks on an ad, that ad that you created, it'll deduct a certain amount of money from your $50 budget. So depending on the competitiveness of the keyword phrases you use, obviously you'd want to choose keyword phrases that are relevant to your industry, such as health and wellness and even more specific words. But let's say the words on average were like 20 cents, okay? So anytime someone clicked on the ad, it would deduct 20 cents from your $50 budget. Okay, if you do the math, you just, you know, say how many clicks would I get if you're spending on average 20 cents, okay? And you can do the math from there. So within a matter of a day, you can start getting, you know, start from the time that you set up your account and the time you launch it. You can actually do it the same day. But just within within reason, easily within a day, you can start getting traffic, okay? And just how much traffic will depend on the competitiveness and where you're ranking in the search engines with the keyword phrases that you're wanting to use, okay? So that's a big, pretty big topic, but it's not that complicated, you know, when it comes to understanding it and doing it. But there's people out there, okay, including myself, that, you know, you can just pay to have people do this for you. And, I mean, in fact, I even do it. You know, I do this stuff myself, but you can have people take care of your paid advertising. Okay, you can give them a budget. Say, hey, I have a budget of you fill in the blank. Okay, and they can tell you what they can do with that budget and how much traffic you can get and what sources that you would be able to implement or they can implement for you. So never to fear if you don't know how or don't have a desire to do certain things, look at the needle-moving steps that we're talking about here today and put a plan in place to either do it yourself and or have someone else do it for you. That's the biggest takeaway with all this, okay, in terms of the business owner, which you guys all are. Okay. Now, this other site that I'm going to share with you is relatively new, and they it's pretty exciting because what they do is they find, this is what blog content marketing is all about. Okay, this site is called Cooperatize. So let me spell it for you. It's Cooperatize.com. Okay, so Cooperatize. So when you go there, what they do, okay, is they find all of these very popular blogs out there. Okay, they find all these very popular blogs and these men and women who operate these blogs in all different types of categories. Okay, let's just take health and wellness, for example. They would find all the health and wellness owners of those blogs who are willing to write up a review of your business. Okay, so CJ, you said that you are you also considering coaching or teaching, or is it just primarily products that you're selling?
In this site, it's just products.
Yeah. Okay. So whatever the case may be. Yeah, products or services or both, okay? The main thing, though, is that just, imagine for a moment that you have, let's say, 20 different people right now who have very, very popular blogs. They have hundreds of thousands, if not more, people going to them every month. Having those 20 people write up a review, basically an endorsement of your company, of your website, and saying, man, yeah, CJ has such an awesome site. She's a butt kicker. She has all kinds of fantastic things on her site that helps people fill in the blank, Okay, they're offering a review of your website, and they post that review on their website. Okay, that's already, that already has a lot of momentum, and a lot of people are going to it, okay? So you can kind of see the power in that, right? And the more and more of those blog posts and more of those reviews that you have out there, okay, and those are recommendations. They're recommending you, your website. Okay.
Trent, can you spell that again, please?
Yeah, it's Cooperatize. So C as in cat, O-O, P as in Paul, E-R, A-T as in Tom, I-Z-E as in elephant, .com.
Okay.
Yeah. It's associated with a word of, you know, cooperate. Okay, but Cooperatize. Okay, you guys got that? So, you create a free account with them, and when you log in, yeah, you would be able to create what we call a campaign. A campaign is simply a, you know, a topic of a specific interest or a specific focus. Okay, so if your campaign focus is going to be for your own business, then you would set up a campaign. Just call it, you know, health and wellness, or you can call it the name of your business, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, it just helps you keep things straight. Okay, it's like a category. So as you start to have more campaigns, you can keep them all straight. You're organizing. You know. So once you create your campaign, then the system will automatically retrieve, and they also have a team that will research out a bunch of different sites that are relevant and popular, and it'll tell you, it'll put them inside of your account and tell you, hey, there's, you know, 20 people or, you know, 10 people or so that just submitted their request to write a review for you. And then you can accept or decline them. And then you can look at the stats on each blog. And Cooperatize will tell you. It'll say, this blog owner has, you know, 4,600 people in their Twitter followers and, you know, 12,000 in their Facebook. And their ranking in the search engine is, you know, let's say 1,222. So it'll give you a bunch of stats, and so you look at the stats, and you choose which blog owner you would like to go with, and then they'll tell you the price that they're willing to do it for. So, you know, some of them will be anywhere from like $20 or $15 or $35 or $45, somewhere around that ballpark at the lower end, and the higher end on the very, very popular sites are going to be around anywhere from $200 to $400, okay? And so you just pay that amount, and they write up the content, they write up the review, they go through your site and make sure they understand it, and then they write up the review, and then they send it to you for your consideration, okay? And, you can edit it, you can put anything else in there, and then resubmit it back to them through the system here. And then they'll post it, they'll publish it live on their site, okay? That's how that whole system works.
That's fabulous.
So, yeah, you know, just a fantastic way of getting your brand, your business, in front of a lot of people that are specialized in your niche for pretty cheap. You know, if you compare it to a lot of other approaches, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. Now, within the last 10 minutes, you guys have any questions about that one before I jump on to the last few points?
No.
Okay. Okay, good deal. You guys are doing awesome. And, you know, hour of me jabbering here is kind of, you know, long sometimes, but
okay.
Okay, so let's discuss. Let's go back here real quick, and I'll. Okay, share with you some of the monetization methods with your site. Now, advertising is just it's one of the most lucrative areas to go into when you have valuable content on your site. And that's what we're going to talk about here for the last 10 minutes, is advertising. So step one, you've created something valuable. You've created, you know, a number of different articles that people love reading. And they're like, wow, this is good stuff. Now you have people come to your website, which is also fantastic. It's like, oh, okay, this is good. Now you're starting to think, well, now I want to be able to get, you know, I want to make more money with this. You know, I want to not just have people come to my website, but I want to get that, those people, you know, paying for stuff. And you start sharing your products on there, and you start sharing affiliate products where it makes sense. And then the next stage that you can consider is advertising, opening up your site for advertising. Now, this is huge because if you think about the topic of really making money in your sleep, this is really, it's like putting, you know, your site on steroids, you know, with the with a matter of when it comes to making money, because especially automated money, people are, especially advertisers, what we're talking about, people are looking for opportunities or sites that they can put their content on. So if you put yourself in a position where you have, you know, say, let's just easy math, 1,000 people coming to it every day, okay? And you would know that by looking at your Google Analytics, your tracking system that I mentioned earlier. So you get that tracking system in place, and then you'll be able to observe how many people are going to your site every day. And then you'll be able to take the stats, the statistics of your website, okay? This is something that's, you know, this is your bragging platform. Say, hey, I have 1,000 people come to my website. What kind of people are coming to your website every day? Let's take the health and wellness. Well, I have 1,000 people who are very interested in health and wellness coming to my website every day. Who would be interested in advertising on your website? Well, other health and wellness companies for sure, right? And then you could come up with your advertising program. And you could say, okay, on the right-hand side of my blog, I charge $100 a month to put your square image on my website. I'll put it there for you. You just pay me $100 every month. I'll put my image. I'll put your image on my website, and I'll keep it there as long as you pay me every month. And obviously, the big benefit for the advertiser. Let's say I was the advertiser. Yeah, I'm running a health and wellness business. I sell herbs, you know, for people, and I want to get that herbal line. I want to advertise it in front of people. Well, you have people going to your website, and I want to get that offer in front of a lot of relevant eyeballs. Okay? So we make that exchange. I pay you every month. You can set up your PayPal account and put a button on your website where on that page that you describe it at. And you can open it up for advertisers. And if you get a lot of people come to your website, you know, because you have a lot of people going to your website already, meaning if you have advertisers coming to you and say, hey, you know, if I'm not the only advertiser that wants to advertise in that spot, then you have a lot more demand, don't you? Supply and demand. So now you can probably charge more and even open advertising spots in different spots on your website, like up at the top and also in the middle of your blog articles, and also on the right-hand side of your blog posts, and also on the bottom, okay? You'll see these advertisements on popular websites, okay? And you can do the same thing. And if you think about Google and, you know, these huge, enormous websites, like one of the local websites here in Utah, news and radio and classified ads and so forth is KSL.com. When you go to KSL.com, you'll see ads up at the top, on the right-hand side, and the bottom. You can do the same thing on your website. You just got to get traffic coming to your website and then have a page that explains what type of people are coming to your website. So advertisers will know, hey, on this site, there's health and wellness people, and your audience primarily consists of people of 18 to 45 years of age, okay? And your stats system will tell you all this stuff. So you're just presenting your stats on your site, okay? This is how many people you get to come to your website every day on average, and these are the people that your site serves, and you know those are the type of people that come to your site. And then you can set up the advertising spots on where you're going to accept advertising, okay? And then how much it's going to cost, and then having them take action. Just doing this, I mean, if you were to just focus in on writing up awesome content and then turning it into an advertising system for you, I mean, you can make a lot of money doing that, just that alone. Okay, if you didn't sell any tangible products or services at all, and you just focused in on promoting other people's businesses, you know, you could be a review site. Okay, you could write up articles and just talk about all the things you're passionate about, all the things you're super interested in, the restaurants you went to. It's like, yeah, well, I just went to a killer restaurant yesterday, and you write up an article about it. You just tried out a new toy, or just tried out what of this, and whatever it may be. Okay, if that's what really gets your juices flowing, your mojo going, okay, then you can just do that and open it up then to advertisers, and you can make a lot of money doing it. Okay, it's the same type of thing that I mentioned there with Cooperatize. Okay, all those blog owners who are going through that system, you could be that person. Okay, you could be that person who could go through the system and say, hey, I have X amount of people going to my website. I want to open my site for advertisers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can have a number of those sites, not just one. I mean, you can have a lot of sites, but as you start to build this out, the biggest value is that you have a site that is getting targeted traffic coming to it. And that's valuable. That's valuable for advertisers because they want to get their product in front of targeted eyeballs. Okay? So that's where we'll stop here today, but let's open it up to any questions. And hopefully you found everything that we talked about here today valuable, and it serves you very well, and it helps you, you know, and inspires you to take action on this stuff because that's really where the power is at. Obviously, if you just listen to it and don't do anything about it, then, you know, you just get kind of dead in the water. But you do implement it, and wherever you can, and get help, call in, and we can help you out, then you guys can be, there's no doubt in my mind that you guys will be fantastic, fantastic success with all these things, okay?
That's a lot of good stuff.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot, Trent. Appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, you betcha.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You.
Glad you guys could come on board.
So, much.
So any specific questions to your own circumstances that you want to discuss for the last couple minutes?
Trent, you said that site was K as in Kevin, S as in Sam, L as in love.com?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect, okay.
Yeah, KSL is a news and radio station website that covers primarily Utah, and then also extends out to Idaho and Wyoming, I believe. And a little parts of New Mexico, but they have a classified section on the site. But just in terms of an example of advertising, people can advertise on there, and I've done that as well.
Okay.
You can create up an ad, an image ad, and send it to them, and it's a paid approach, and then they'll run that ad on their site in front of millions of people.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, great question. Any other questions? Yeah. Go be bashful if you do. Okay.
Thank you so much,
well,
guys, Ken. It was great information.
Thank you very much. Well, you guys have a fantastic day there, and we'll plan on next week I'll be doing a different topic. I'll notify you of that, and we'll plan on then, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Have a great night, Trent.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.